Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Daniela Eches, who is the Associate Fleet HR Business Partner at Princess Cruises, right here in my backyard of Santa Clarita, California. Daniela, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization and what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Daniela, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. So yes, I'm currently serving as an associate fleet HR business partner with Princess Cruises. So primarily where our crew go ahead and serve our guests, my area of focus is really serving our crew. So part of it is also making sure that in their day-to-day activities, they're able to do it at their best. So I'm happy to share some of the best practices that I think will definitely be beneficial to a strong workforce. So some of those best practices, I think, really need to start off with self-awareness and also some continuous learning. So one of the things I've noticed over the years is having that self-awareness to know and figure out what really is someone's strengths and focus on improving the areas where I would say is your lesser strengths. Sometimes within a given role, some may be experts in their field, but there might be areas where they should go ahead and perhaps either take some training courses or have a mentor in some capacity to help them be their very best. Some of the other areas that I've noticed is trying to have not just what we feel is effective communication, but make sure that we take the time to have clear understanding. Oftentimes we can communicate and we think that we're communicating effectively, but we're not really checking for understanding. And given that I work for a global workforce where we have employees from all around the world, sometimes English is their second language. So while we might be saying things correctly, we're not really saying it in a manner where they can understand. So really taking the time to make sure not only that you're creating an open environment for communication, but making sure that you are checking for clear understanding and making sure that everyone understands what they need to do. The other that I've noticed over the years is the need to focus on leadership development. Speaking as a proud millennial in the workforce, now in this capacity, one of the things we've really need to continue overall is investing in developing strong leadership. You're familiar that I'm also with JCI Santa Clarita and have been a proud chapter president of that chapter. One of the strong things that I believe is really creating the next generation of leaders. And that does take time. But part of it is making sure that, again, you partner them with an appropriate mentor or someone more experienced in the field. So that way you really create a strong succession plan. Because the one thing we don't want to have is a workforce where down the road, people are bound to retire. And then all of a sudden there's knowledge gaps. Another area a focus that I believe strongly is in employee engagement and their well-being. With today's environment, we're putting more and more demands, and we just need to ensure that we're really focusing on work-life balance and ensuring that our employees' mental health is also a priority. Because after all, if you have a strong, healthy workforce, it'll only be that much stronger in making sure that they deliver the organization's goals. And not only that, when you're at your best, that's usually when you are the most innovative. After all, working in an organization that I do, that's one of the areas we are known for being innovative. So the fact that you can create that healthy environment, it'll lead to innovation. People will be able to come up with ideas, whether it's improving on something that exists or coming up with something entirely new and state of the art. You want to make sure that longevity, it'll happen and will create some new ways of thinking. But not only that, one strong and healthy thing to do is make sure that you take the time to strategically plan and reevaluate everything that you've either accomplished for the year. Take the time to see what worked well, maybe what were some of the setbacks. And then, not only that, see where you can redirect and focus. Sometimes we have high goals when really we should focus on the immediate outputs where you can go ahead and create small, achievable goals. So, again, it goes back to the employee's mental wellness of making sure that it is a balanced goal where it's achievable and you can celebrate those wins as you go as a team. And if you can do that, more often than not, you're creating a wonderful work environment and a stronger organization that will be around for a long term. And with that, I think those are truly some of the best recommendations that I could give.
Daniela, thanks ever so much. I mean, if I could just quickly summarize back there, I'm hearing you speaking about focusing on strengths, communication, the importance of leadership, employee engagement, wellness or work-life balance, and this thing about reviewing to be able to move forward. I really love that summary that you gave there, Daniela. Just on a personal note, I wanted to just share with the listeners, my wife and I just came back from an Alaskan cruise by Princess Cruises, sponsorship deal. No, I'm just kidding. But we were absolutely elated with that. Daniela, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Daniela, thanks ever so much for your time today and taking a few minutes with our subscribers. And if I could give a message out to the subscribers, always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Thanks again, Daniela, and I look forward to seeing you around town soon.
Right. See you around, Paul. Take care.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.